Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, back in when I first started doing my show, back in 97, and then later, a year or so later, I started writing, doing my writing, and I've been writing every week ever since. And I looked into the future, and I thought of three things that that I felt that I was going to have to be able to do, and I started telling you that I thought you should be thinking about, and that's three things that we were going to have to get better at in the 21st century. And I think to a large degree we have, but there's still some work to be done. But those three things are leveraging technology, which we've done, and if you haven't leveraged technology, you're probably already out of business. Number two, developing strategic alliances, because more and more we're going to have to build relationships with customers and with other people, so that we don't have to, so we can scale ourselves without having to capitalize it all ourselves. And many people have done that. I've done it. And the third one is networking. Way back in the 90s, I was telling you that you were going to have to get better at networking. And look what social media is. Social media is nothing but networking online, right? And so I want to talk about that a little bit, some networking thoughts. You know, my definition of networking is actively making professional relationships, developing and maintaining those relationships, and leveraging them for the benefit of all parties. Actively making professional relationships, developing and maintaining them, and leveraging them to benefit everybody. But before you can develop a relationship, you have to meet the other person and establish a basis for future contact. And I say meet, I'm putting that in parentheses, because you might meet them online. Networking opportunities are everywhere you turn, but especially the face-to-face events. That's when we think of networking, we typically think of face-to-face, like a chamber event, or any venue, a civic club, any venue likely to be attended by business and community leaders. I'm a Rotarian. I network every time I go to a Rotary meeting. Before you enter a networking environment, it's important to understand that successful networking is an acquired skill. You can be a professional networker, folks, if you work hard enough at it. It's like playing golf. In fact, we could actually take a lesson from those who seek the little white ball. Good golfers address each shot with what they call a swing thought. They orient their pre-swing routine and the actual swing around those fundamentals, those swing thought fundamentals, which helps them make as good a shot as possible the next time. Inspired by my friend Andrea Nirenberg, one of our great networking experts, she gave me some thoughts, and I want to expand to you right now. I've created what I call some networking thoughts, not swing thoughts, but networking thoughts, or NT for short. So please try these at home. Here's the first NT: make eye contact. One of the worst things that can be said about your human interaction skills is that you don't look the other person you're talking to in the eye. Andrea says you should be able to remember the color of the person's eyes that you just met. Okay, folks, millennials, you know I love you, but this is something you need to work on. Make eye contact. Networking, and by the way, guys, this is also something ladies complain about guys about, is that we don't look them in the eyes enough. So, guys, think about that, too. NT2, more ears, less mouth. This is an old adage, right? But it's an essential NT for most of us. You'll be more likely to impress someone by your interest in them rather than the other way around. NT3, smile. Ladies, You're better at this than guys are. We don't smile like you do. Women smile all the time, and especially when they're talking to people. You guys have a great knack for that. Guys, we're a little more sullen sometimes. We're not all smiley, right? Well, smiling is good when you're networking, but it must be genuine, and it's best accomplished usually a smile with NT1, which is make eye contact. Number four, NT4, a firm handshake. Men are usually better at this than the ladies, but don't turn it into a wrestling match, guys. And when you're shaking the hand of a lady, it's the opposite of dancing. Let the ladies lead. Always, guys, when you're shaking hands with a lady, let them apply the pressure, and you do a corresponding amount, because you can hurt them. Ladies, you know what that means. When you need to stick your hand out first and give them a good squeeze. I like shaking hands with a lady who's got a firm handshake. That tells me she knows that she's a professional, and I'm a professional, and we're in a professional environment. I think it's really important. This is a really important tip for ladies, the firm handshake. NT5, elevator speech. This is your very short, very concise response if someone asks you what you do. And unless one of you is actually getting off an elevator, be thinking about this. And follow your little speech with a sincere inquiry about them. Think about NT2 when you're doing this. More ears, less mouth, right? So give them your elevator pitch and then follow it up with an inquiry about them. Do not forget to do that. They say, what do you do? Well, this is what I do. What about you? Tell me more about yourself. That's how you do it. You flip it right around. And now you're making a good impression with your new networking relationship. Now the sixth one, NT6. Successful networking benefits all parties. If it's successful, it benefits all parties. Reread the definition of networking that I gave you in the early. Go back and look at that again. Think about that again. Making professional relationships, develop and maintain those relationships, etc. And it has to be for the benefit of all parties. Think about that all over again. And instead of what's in it for me, make sure you think about it the other way around. Use the law of reciprocity, right? Which Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI, shortened into giver's gain. That's number six. And then the bonus, I got a bonus for you. It's not networking. I'm sorry, it is networking, not net play. Networking, not net play. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.